بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا. الله سبحانه وتعالى is commanding us that we worship Him, only Him. And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him. Which means, العبادة لله. All the acts of worship is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the meaning of La ilaha illallah. The rest of the ayah is about being dutiful to parents, treating them nicely, helping them all the time, being good to them when they're alive or after their death. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. And then, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And that you be dutiful to your parents, mom and dad. If one of them or both of them attain old age in your life, say not to them a word of disrespect, nor shout at them, but address them in terms of honor. All we have, every one of us has got parents, mom and dad. Maybe they are still alive, or one of them still alive and the other one died, or possibly they both died. So you should know what we do when they are alive and after their death. So here, if they are alive, both of them, and they attain old age in your lifetime, you are still alive and the parents are old, don't say to them any word of disrespect. Which means, speak to them respectfully, with respect, and no shouting to them. When they get old, of course, they can easily get angry. They can say something which maybe you don't like. They can tell you something which you can't. So always show respect. Listen to them. Don't speak against them at all. Lower your wing with a submission and humility through mercy. Show them your kindness. Make them happy. Doesn't matter how they speak, what they say, but from your side, be good. Be good to them. That's the point. And make dua. My Lord, bestow on them your mercy as they did. Bring me up when I was young. وَقُلْ and say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Remember what they did for you. Yes. Before you were born, how your mom suffered. After you were born, your birthday, until you grow up, you could manage yourself, what they did for you. They're changing your clothes, you're giving a bath, giving different kind of food. When you are sick, they were just treating you, taking you to the hospital, giving you what kind of food you like, so you remember. So remember, make dua for them now. That is the main thing. That is the main thing. And of course, you are doing that for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah is commanding them, you, to do that. So that is a kind of ibadah. You are doing this for the sake of Allah. And Ibn Abbas and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل أحب إلى الله. عبد الله بن مسعود صحابي جليل يسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم which action Allah loves best, because Sahabas, they want to know what is the best thing they can do, so Allah will love them, Allah will reward them a lot, they will get Allah Ta'ala's kindness. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, pray at it is proper time, as-salatu ala waqtiha. When salat time comes, put everything one side and pray, do your salat. As-salatu ala waqtiha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is the first thing Allah loves. قلت, he said, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, ثم أيو, after that, what's next thing? قال بر الوالدين, that's number two. Then, dutifulness to parents. And then he asked it, ثم أيو, and then he said, الجهاد في سبيل الله, that you do jihad for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that shows how important it is to being a dutiful, birrul walidain, to do ihsan, to be good to them. Another hadith which shows if your parents are happy with you, the kindness and the jannah is there for you. And the opposite is true. وَعَكْسُ ذَلِكَ صَحِيحٌ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رغم أنفه ثم رغم أنفه ثم رغم أنفه. قيل ومن يا رسول الله؟ قال من أدرك والداه عند الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما ثم لم يدخل الجنة. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said in his hadith, disgrace, disgrace, disgrace. They said, Messenger of Allah, who? Who is that? Who is that person who is getting disgraceful? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the one who finds his elderly parents or one of them then didn't enter Jannah. So that is there's a chance and there's opportunity for you when your parents are there that you get Jannah. It's a good opportunity, very important. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la yadkhulul jannah, la yadkhulul jannata mannanun, wala aqin, wala mudminu khamrin. If somebody dies in three conditions, one of the three conditions, he will never ever go to Jannah. Even if he is Muslim, he will not go to Jannah, according to the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first one is a mannan, the one who mentions the favor he has done to others. If there is a little thing to someone, he will say, I did this for you, I did this for you. So that's a mannan. Always, always he reminds the people what good things he did for them. So that's no good. You do something for someone, خلاص, that's for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't have to remind him all the time, I was the one who did this for you, do you remember the day I did this for you? That's a manar, it's no good, it's not a Muslim character really, it's no good. So that's very bad habit, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us al-akhlaq, our character, how we should behave, how we should treat each other, how we should treat our parents, our friends, our neighbor, Muslims and non-Muslims. Yes, a human relation, how we have a very good relationship with others. We should show a moral support. Yes, you can damage somebody's moral. Yes, pick up somebody's morality. Yeah, if he's sick, you may say, oh, alhamdulillah, you look good today. Inshallah, you will get health. Allah will give you health. Yes? So give always. Show the people right thing. Make them happy. Yes. So, al-Mannan, he will never go to Jannah. That's a bad character. Don't mention the favors you have done to the people, or them, don't remind them. That's one thing. Number two, wala'aqun, one who is undutiful, the undutiful one to his parents. Aq, it's called aq. So this is how aq comes. When you ignore them, when they are needy and they need food, you don't give them food, or you speak the way they don't like to them, or you shout to them, and unfortunately, worse than that, maybe somebody just they leave them alone, or some people may they hit them. Yes. So always that's aq. Even if they are non-Muslims, they are not Muslims. Yes. We have seen so many people, they embrace Islam, and mom and dad always they act against them because the child has embraced Islam. They don't like them, but still you can retaliate. You can answer back in a very bad way. And after a while, it will take time, of course, when they see you behaving as a Muslim, treating them nicely, there will be a possibility. They will embrace Islam as well. That's a possibility. So be good to them. Number three is mudmin al-khamr, the one who is always drunk. He drinks all the time, khamr, the wine. He's alcoholic all the time. Yes, that's a bad sickness as well. Those who drink a lot, if they don't drink, they are sick. When they drink, they are sick. And this kind of drinking is, drinking wine, is ummul khaba'if. It's the mother of all kind of badness. Ummul khaba'if. All bad things. So it's very bad. Yes. There was one story, and a man saw a time of Imam Malik time. He saw a man who was drunk all the time. And that man, midnight, he came out from his house because he was drunk. He saw the moon. And he was trying to catch it. He was trying to catch it. Because he's drunk. He's miscalculating. His brain is showing that moon, let me take it and put it into my pocket. He was drunk. So a man saw him. He said, this is very bad. This is the worst man on the earth. There's no one who is worse than him. If there is one, then he said, Balak, to my wife. If there is one who is worse than this one, who is trying to catch the moon with his hand, he said, Balak, to my wife. And then he thought, maybe I'm wrong. There is someone who is worse than him. And then he has to ask the ulama whether his wife is divorced or not. He has to find out the mas'ala. And he went to Imam Malik. He said, that what I saw, a man who was all the time drunk, last night, midnight, he was trying to catch the moon with his hand, and I thought, this is the worst man on the earth. There's no one who is worse than him. And then I said, if there is one, then the luck to my wife, he said. So, what do you think? Is my wife now divorced or not? Imam Malik said, okay, see me tomorrow. Because Imam Malik didn't like to give straight away the answer like that. He said, okay, I will have a look, masail, I will check, I will read. So, see me tomorrow by this time. So, next day he came to him and said, what's the answer? He said, oh, I'm very sorry. It's talaq for your wife already. She's gone. Because there is someone who is worse than him. And say, oh, Imam Malik, who is that? Who is the person who is worse than him? He said, the one akul riba, the one who eats riba money. Because Allah made a promise that when he fight, he will fight, he will banish the one who eats riba. So you can see how bad is the situation of mudmin al-khamr. The one who drinks all the time, he's destroying himself, and also he can damage a lot. A'udhu billah. If somebody drinks, even he don't mind, yes, mistreating his mom. This is what happened all the time. He can steal, he can kill, he can attack, doesn't matter who it is, whether his wife or with his mom or his auntie or his uncle, whoever, anyone on the street, just they can attack, because this is Ummul Khaba'ith. So Mudmin al-Khamr, la yadkhul jannah, he doesn't go to Jannah if he dies like that. And of course, if Allah gives tawfiq, he can do tawbah. He can give tawbah. Yes. Tawbah. Any of them, even if shirk itself, somebody, he has been doing this, a major sin, years and years and years, the door of the tawbah is open. You can do tawbah. وَطُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Allah Ta'ala says, all believers, come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the tawbah, then you will be very successful. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الدُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا Allah forgives all kind of major or minor sins. So don't think that you have no tawbah anymore. Whatever you did, come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we said, being disrespectful to the parents is a major sin. عن أبي بكرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر قلنا بلى يا رسول الله قال الإشراك بالله وعقوق الوالدين وكان متكئا فجلس فقال ألا وقول الزور وشهادة الزور فما زال يكررها حتى قلنا ليته سكت نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم he said shall I not inform you of the biggest of the great sins you know the major sins some of them are worse even worse than the others so Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم he says shall I tell you the biggest of the great sins. They said, yes, Rasulullah. Okay. They say, they can hear now?
Yes.
They say, Rasulullah, tell us, what is the greatest major sin? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-ishraku billah. To join partner in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the biggest, that's a shirk. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ
Yes.
So shirk is the most greatest sin. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling them that be careful about the shirk and don't join your ibadah with Allah. So don't associate something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In His name, His attributes, His sifat, wal asma, wal ibadah, this only Allah Ta'ala. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ الشَّيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ There is nothing similar to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You can't compare. Yes. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى You can't compare someone with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He is the Khaliq and the rest are makhluq. Yeah. So, الشرك بالله is very dangerous. Number two, وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ to be undutiful to one's parents is a great sin as well. وَكَانَ مُتَّكِئًا Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم he was just leaning and then he sat down. فَقَالَ أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ means a forged statement. You can't make any statement which is not true. Just to get something, yes, or to act against someone, it's a major sin to make a false or forged statement. وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ A false witness. It's a great sin as well.
Yes.
If you are called as a witness, then you have to tell the truth. Don't make a false witness at all. unfortunately, some people, they get bribed, they were given some money, and then they make false witnesses. You can say, this, I was there, that happened that way, that way, that way, and that is a major sin.
Yes.
Whatever you know, you tell the truth. If you don't know, you say, I'm not aware, I don't know that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was repeating that. Yes, repeating that. فما زال يكررها حتى قلنا ليته سكت. ألا وقول الزور ألا وشهادة الزور. He was repeating that too. How they are very major sin among the Muslim community. Very bad. When the false witnesses and false statements are spread, are common in the among the Muslim society, it will put down all the Muslim society. It's a very, very, very bad situation. So the Sahabi said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was repeating till we wished he would stop repeating that thing. We have to remember that our fathers, they are in a position where all ourselves and our wealth belongs to them. Hadith narrated by Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, anna rajulan qal, a man came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulallah, inna li malan wa waladan. Oh, Messenger of Allah, I have got wealth and I have got children. Wa inni abi yuridu an yajtah mali, and my father wants to take my wealth. I got children and my father is coming to take everything. Yes, so he was trying to ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to speak to his dad and say, oh, don't take everything from your son. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the answer. He said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت ومالك لأبيك. You and your property belong to your father. That's how father is, you see. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do good, to respect our parents, and we have to teach our children, tell them that parents should be respected and treated nicely. وجزاكم الله خير وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا